So just relax your body, close your eyes for a moment. Take a breath. And just let yourself get comfortable in your body, in your chair, in the energy of this room, in the energy of love and spirit, and the years that have preceded our weekend, that have built this place, this space, the love and the devotion and the dedication, and all of that that you have shown this weekend, and you have given yourself in the journey to your own awakening. So just for a moment, place your right hand on your heart, your left hand on your belly, and hold your sacred self between your hands, giving yourself another breath of love, another breath of gratitude, another breath of compassion, another breath of congratulations. And you add your light to what is here. And spirit honors you for that, honors you for the work that you've done, for your expansion, for your healing, for your interaction with this beautiful family around you. And as you feel the arms of spirit, the love of spirit, feel that for yourself, that you between your hands. Take another breath. And feel the love again and the endless honoring with the wisdom that comes through Kryon for us, supporting us, loving us, and informing us on this journey.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. These few moments are precious. You might say that it's the end of a series. And it is. And when light workers and old souls come together for common purpose, and they ask the questions that you have asked, and you can tell that there's a common theme, you want to know more. There is an acknowledgement of the shift, and you want to know more. This is a confluence of consciousness that is family. Some of you have been here for the entire 2 days. You felt it when you walked in. It's a sacred place. And now, these 2 days later, you're about to leave. And I've said this before. The linearity of time often creates the feeling within a human being that what was here is in the past when you leave. And to you, the past is something that then is over. The linear timeline says things happen and then they're finished. And you spend perhaps the next few days going, this was wonderful. And now it's not. Because you're back to that which you would call normal life. We have encouraged you to change the paradigm of your thinking. And you can. If time is really in a circle, if there really are quantum ripples, if time isn't really what you think it is, and perhaps it is a quantum event, what if something is always happening somewhere? Then you can take the experience of these 2 days and sustain it for your entire life. At some level, this family meeting is always happening. This is difficult. The concepts are difficult. But you're connected in a spiritual way. We have told you that humanity, although being physical and biology, carries with it an attribute that is of the soul. And the soul is from the creative source. And that which is you is the soul. In every piece of the trillions of pieces of DNA, there is what we will call the soup of God. And all of this means that at some level, you are quantum. At some level, you are eternal. We also told you that there are strands of consciousness between you because of this. If you can understand what I'm saying, you'll understand that those strands are forever. If you wake up to the acknowledgement and you cognize this truth to be your own, when you leave this place, you'll leave it with a smile, because it still continues. The feeling of euphoria, of meeting those of like mind, of hearing truth, of sitting with Kryon. If these things were meaningful and you'd like to sustain them, you can, because this experience can be forever. Dear Quantum One, how good are you at this? And there are those who will say, I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'd like to. This is an invitation for you to say, I am quantum. I am forever. I always was, and I always will be. I am part of the creative source. Therefore, time is in a circle. I can stop it. I can suspend it. I can manipulate that which is unmanipulatable. For I am the basis of physics. And that's who you are. You can take all of this home. And as you either drive or fly, or even some of you may walk, you may feel inside of you the energy that is here right this moment. Not of the close of a meeting, but the beginning of the rest of your life. Is this too much? We sit in the temple of wisdom where we can give information that is wise. I just gave you esoteric wisdom that is advanced beyond what you would have with human nature. So let's talk about another one. I'm going to call this one the resilient human being. Some of you have missed the point on some things that are beginning to happen on the planet that you fear and are worried about. This will not sit well with everyone. But I don't sit here in order to please anyone. I'm here to give you a truth, a benevolence, and the product of the love of God. Humans tend to feel that there are attributes of humanism that are forever and are static. That the human is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because you are human, because you all have the same parts that all work the same way. Therefore, you can start a list. Here's what you should do. Here's what you should not do. Here's what will hurt you. Here's what will not hurt you. Take note. Yesterday, we talked about a resilient ocean. We talked about Mother Nature who can learn to clean itself up, a balance that happens through the field. That no matter what happens on the planet, the balance then shifts with the environment and creates a new balance. And I ask you this, if the Earth can move and shift with the environmental changes that happen over time, why is it you think that the most advanced biology on Earth, therefore, is static? You can't do anything. You're always the same. There's no advancement, perhaps, in your resilience for the things around you. And that you are always the same, and you're just like your grandfather and their grandfather, and you'll never shift and you'll never change. That simply doesn't make sense. When all around you is evidence of balance that is constantly dynamic. The earth shifts in the harmony of the elements and the things it is giving in order to create a confluence of harmony. I want to tell you something. The field I talked about yesterday, this benevolence, is all part of the rebirth cycle. What am I talking about? The more humans are on the planet, and the more ignorance there is about pollution, the worse it gets. And it's only been in the last few decades that you have been aware that you are poisoning your water and your air. And this then begins to shift very, very slowly with laws and industry awareness. And then there's the food. And then you add to it the electronics in the air. And there will be those who would sit and say, this is horrible, we're killing ourselves. What is going to happen? Well, I will tell you, one of the things that's going to happen is extremely linear. You will eventually learn and stop it. New inventions will come along so that you never have to take from the earth anything for energy. There's all this talk about free energy. When are we going to have free energy? And I've told you the truth. It's always there. If you'd simply dig a hole that is deep enough, you'll get heat. It's right under your feet. All you have to do is fund the way of bringing that heat up that long distance and create the steam engine, if you wish, using that heat that will give you electricity forever instead of digging coal without pollution. This is now starting to be worked on. That's free energy. It costs only what it is to drill the hole. Did you realize, and I'll say it again, that nuclear-powered energy is the most dangerous, expensive steam engine on the planet? All it does is create heat. And you can have that by digging a hole. Same goes for water. There are ways of desalination, of cleaning and cleansing that are so good that are coming. All of these things will eventually clean themselves up through your awareness. Meanwhile, there's something else that's happening and you don't even know it. The body is smart. If reincarnation is real, and we've studied it and showed you the plan, there is a system. And the system of Akash remembers not only who you were, where you've been, and what you've done, but then provides you to plan the next incarnation when you're not here. And in the planning, you set up parameters for perhaps the gender you will be, the karmic attributes you will have, and in you come again to work that puzzle. But in comes with you something new. The resilient human comes in with different kinds of resiliences that will not then react to the pollutants that you have now. I'll say it again. There'll come a time when you will realize that some children in certain areas on this planet are being born with larger livers. And the reason? So that they can tolerate what humanity has done to the air and the water. For the generations that need it, they will have a higher tolerance than you ever did. Things that would poison you won't poison them. That is evolution. And there's more. Long ago, we gave you advice about electronic pollution. Now, this is difficult. For most humanity, they are not engineering. They don't understand the difference between a television signal, perhaps, or a microwave oven. It's simply a field. There's simply electronics involved. Therefore, they fear it all. We have told you that the things that you would want to avoid the most are large, strong magnetic fields. These are the things that over time can affect your cellular structure, because your structure is part of the magnetics of the planet, and we've told you that for 26 years. And so if you create on purpose a magnetic field and then go and sit under it on purpose for hours and hours and hours, you're going to get a result. And the first result you might get is feeling pretty good. And the next result that you might get is disease. You are unbalancing a preciously balanced system that is partly magnetic. We've told you to stay away from that which you would call the electric transformers that create a large magnetic field. We've told you it's easy to measure them. You can even do it with a toy. You can do it with a compass. If a magnetic field is large enough, it'll turn the compass and point to it instead of north. So you would not live under circumstances, for instance, under an electric tower. This is basic. You would not then generate your own magnetic field by having perhaps a heating mattress or blanket and then sit within that field night after night after night after night after night. That will unbalance that which is balanced now. It's not that hard, but then it becomes more complex. Many of you have sat and had television signals go through you for 50 years or more. All of you have had radio signals. They go through you, around you. And it has not harmed you at all, because they are of a level that does not interface with the body and the magnetics of the body that would cause an issue. And if they had, you would have seen it. You would have seen it immediately or over generations, and you didn't. Then it gets more elegant. Now there are things called smartphones. I want to tell you something about smartphones. Dear ones, if you're going to take a transmitter and hold it to your brain for hours and hours and hours and hours, there will be a result. Period. If you're smart, like the phone, that's why they call it a smartphone, you will then use something else to hear, an extension you call an earbud. All you have to do is get it less than a third of a meter away from your head, and there's no problem. Because then it transmits in another area. Now you might say, well, now I have it hanging on my heart. And you might say, well, the heart is also very important in response to a magnetic field. Let me tell you, your heart is probably going to affect the phone. Because your heart is broadcasting bigger magnetics than the phone does. These are things you should know. Get it away from your brain. Now, if you just take a call, that's one thing. If you live with it stuck to your head, that's another. These things should be logical. Think about it. Cryon, there are other things that are coming and they're transmitting internet everywhere. They're calling it Wi-Fi. What is it doing and what do we do and what should we? I will give you the same information that we give you about radio. Don't live next to a radio transmitter. Did you ever wonder that's one of the reasons they're on mountains? They have to be high, but also away from the public because they carry a large magnetic signature. If you're taking a look at a large Wi-Fi or internet transmitter, although it is low powered and low magnetics, you don't want to live on it. However, the signal through the air is nominal, just like TV, just like radio. Now that is controversial. There will be those who say, yes, we've measured it and it has an effect. I want to tell you something about the resilient human being. The children being born right now are more resilient to the electronic pollution than anyone ever has been. Does that surprise you? That there would be an evolution of survival of elegant intelligence and DNA change that would create generations of those who understand the pollution of their ancestors and would come in better equipped to work the puzzle until it's cleaned up or perhaps until it's better understood. There's more coming. There will be fear over some of the new foods. And the fear will be this: how can they be so big and you can grow so much of it and so many? The genome must have been changed. Let me tell you, no, that's an old idea. The genomic change is not correct and you don't want to have it and you know that. So therefore, when you see foods that look like they've been changed, you'll fear them too. What if I told you it's about something else? You take pure seeds that have never been changed and the genome is perfect and ready. And it's perfect and ready for a signal to grow better. I want you to welcome something called biological homeopathy. Biological homeopathy that then will apply to the plant kingdom. What is wrong with this? You have it for yourself. Homeopathy works using the field, using harmony, using all these things. When you figure out how to give seeds of plants a tincture, a remedy that says grow three times the size and keep that which is the pure genome of your structure, that's going to feed the world. Do you see where I'm going with this? There are things coming that you don't expect. But you'll fear them because of the old system of pollution, that everything that came about that was new was bad for you. Connect the dots and start realizing that some of these things must be analyzed. They're new and they're proper and they are not harmful. There's more to give you and more to tell you. But the resilient human is what I want you to see. We have told you that shift is going to change human nature. It's going to also change your resilience to pollution. It's also going to temper the things that have created war, such as hatred and drama and immaturity and thinking that is not clear. That's all part of the evolution that is starting to occur now and starting to happen with humanity. Why do you limit it, therefore, just to consciousness? It's going to affect your biology. It's going to give you the control over physics that you've always seen that is possible, with no side effects, if you want to call it that, no negativity, if you want to call it that, inventions that are beneficial, a win-win story that will create things for you such as clean water and electricity and more food. All of these things are part of a scenario that comes with a higher, pure consciousness on the planet. It's not just limited to spiritual things. It's going to affect everything. You're going to watch for it. You're going to see it. This very channel, you may listen to again, because the things I talk about are imminent. Sometimes in all of these things we talk about, you may say, well, that's just cryon, until you see it in the news. And then you'll know it's more than just cryon. It's my reading the potentials of your magnificence. That's what it is. And so we leave you with this thought. Things are not always as they seem. Don't use that which you fear today to guide what you do tomorrow. Be circumspect with all things and use the logic that is yours to see that human beings are resilient, there is change taking place, and you can rethink some things that were old in the past and are not necessarily the same today. I want to celebrate you for what is going on. I want to celebrate you for your resilience, for the environment, for the consciousness, for the fact that someday, you will look at a civilization that kills itself through war and you'll say, those were the barbaric years. And you will see solutions you never saw before. And you will be part of a new humanity. It happens slowly. One step forward, one step back, two steps forward, one step back. And through the years, you will see very, very gradual change. You're in a 36-year window. 20 of those 30 years have already gone by. There's more to come. And when that 36-year window of the precession of the equinoxes is finished, that's when the real growth starts. Those 36 years are mostly recalibrating to a new normal on this planet. Humans don't like to hear that. They want it tomorrow. You're impatient because you waited a long time for this. You're impatient because some of you see it so clearly what it could be. And then there are others around you who cannot see any of it. This will change over time. Blessed is the human being who relaxes with all of this and says, no matter how long it takes, I'll do my part. Even if it's beyond the years that I have on the planet as me, I'll be back to do my part. Because this is the human that understands a greater awareness of who you really are and your part in all of this, old soul. This meeting and these 2 days may give you aha experiences that will then carry over the veil and be with you when you return. That is the profundity of a resilient human being. And so it is.